Somehow it seems appropriate today to begin with the opening line from Charles Dickens' novel, A Tale of Two Cities, the famous line, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair." Today's passages are about the destiny of not just two cities, but of multiple cities and kingdoms during their worst of times. Surely it is also a time to wonder about our cities. Is this what it looks like? What we have, a winter of despair? Or do we dare anticipate a new spring of hope? The situation in Isaiah's time was certainly the worst of times for Judah, the southern kingdom. The great city of Jerusalem, God's holy city, was under siege. Neighboring Syria was a dangerous enemy, and even God's own people, the northern kingdom called Israel, were attacking. Judah had been barely successful at fending off this double threat, but now King Ahaz hears that those two have just formed an alliance to attack him. Really, this should be no problem for a king in the line of David, who Ahaz is. But it is a problem. Why? Because King Ahaz has long stopped trusting God, and he has led his people into abandoning worshiping God in favor of the useless gods of the nations. And so the heart of Ahaz and the heart of his people shook, it says, this profound image. They were terrified. But Isaiah comes from God with words of hope and warning. Ahaz, Isaiah tells him, this could be the best of times. This is your opportunity to build your safety on God's help. You don't need to worry about the pagan nations, the pagan nation of Aram. They will all fail. You don't even have to worry about Ephraim, the northern kingdom of Israel. They have already abandoned God, and they will be destroyed because of it. What is Isaiah's message in that time of great crisis? Even when your enemies have joined forces against you, be calm. Do not fear. Only trust in the Lord. But there's a warning attached. If you do not stand firm in faith, you shall not stand at all. The situation in Jesus' time also looks a lot like the worst of times. The people of Judah are conquered and occupied by a pagan nation. But the cities of Bethsaida and Chorazin have right in front of them the ultimate heir to the throne of David, Jesus himself. They have the power and might of God right in front of them. They see his authority over sickness and death, over the forces of nature, and even the demonic forces. The city of Capernaum is where Jesus lived. He taught in their synagogue and did many miracles and signs there. They had every reason to trust that it was a springtime of hope. Jesus gives them a warning that should make them shake like a leaf in the wind, like Ahaz of old. Do you think you're going to be raised up because you are God's chosen people? No, you won't. Why? Because you have seen the works of God, but you did not repent. What does it mean to repent? It means to turn back to God. It is what we say at the beginning of Lent. It is what Ahaz would not do. If the pagan cities of Tyre and Sidon had seen what you do, they would have repented, Jesus says. This is not just a warning. It is an outright condemnation. Jesus says to them, on the day of judgment, even Sodom, that great, terrible city of sin, is going to get off more easily than you, who saw the works of God, but did not repent. So what's the situation for us so that we can relate to these situations for Ahaz and in Jesus' time? It certainly doesn't look like the best of times, does it? You are living it, so I don't need to tell you, but it doesn't feel like the enemies of a faith, but it, doesn't it feel, I should say, like the enemies of a safe and secure life, have joined forces against goodness itself. But that's not really our problem. We think it is, but it's not. We have a much more serious issue at hand. If Christ is truly present among us, as we believe, in his word, in the Eucharist, and in his church, then we are in a situation much like that of ancient Chorazin and Bethsaida and Capernaum, who witnessed Jesus' own ministry. We are heirs to the greatest gift of all, the fullness of the presence of Jesus Christ, not just to the few cities he would have been able to access on foot. Jesus has entrusted to the church the fullness of Christian truth and grace. So we might ask, have we responded to these privileges with faith and zeal proportionate to their greatness? We must not count on the greatness of our cities or our technology or anything in our culture, our civilizations, to save us from judgment. It is repentance alone, Jesus says, that will save us. The people of Calgary, or wherever people are, must learn to turn to God, or we will suffer judgment. These are the words of Jesus. We must find areas in our lives that perhaps have not been fully surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus. To us, much has been given, and so much will be required. We might want to hear Isaiah's words today: you will not stand firm unless your faith is firm. The Hebrew word for trust is the root word for faith, amen, which means I believe. It is what the children and all of us will say today before we receive Jesus himself, amen. We must hear Jesus ask of us who live in today's cities, did you see the works of God and not repent? The best of times are indeed within our power, but only through repentance and trust in God. Let us not miss this moment. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall not fear, because God is with us.